can cry me a river. Cry me a river.
The American Idol dreams of one Santa Rosa man came to an end, at least for now, on Sunday. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Anthony Guzman. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So tell us about your audition experience and why you decided to dress especially for the occasion.
Well, you know, I figured I would do something that they would remember me by, you know. The way I saw it is whether or not I got that golden ticket, I'd be unforgettable. And so, you know, and Viking culture and, you know, the history and mythology is, you know, something I'm really interested in. And so I figured I'd just kind of show them a little bit of me.
And were you surprised that you were able to get into the top 64 contestants with that?
I figured they were going to cut me after maybe the first round in Hollywood Week, but they brought me all the way to Showstopper. So that was a trip. I was honored to be there.
That's excellent. And tell us about your decisions for which songs you were going to perform then.
You know, it was so funny because I was kind of experimenting with like pop as a genre and like, you know, trying to find out like what was working best for my voice and what would go well on the show. And so, you know, I was sticking to like the crooner stuff in the beginning, but then when I did the duet round, my partner, I figured I'd get something more modern. And then for my showstopper round, I was like, oh, like what would be out of left field and something I've never done before. And so I decided to do This Love by Maroon 5 and I had fun with it, you know, especially with the rendition we came up with.
It's a great song. Was it a challenge for your range or how did you feel about your performance?
You know, like I thought it went really well. You know, it's funny because like my voice was so exhausted by the end of Hollywood Week, but yet, you know, I still managed to pull through and get the song done, and it felt great. And I'd love to do that song eventually in the future.
Now we see the sort of highly edited version of what happens behind the scenes at American Idol. What is it like to be a contestant on the show?
It's a long, grueling process. You know, you're up for maybe 14, 16 hours, you know, filming and singing and, you know, kind of a lot of waiting around. But I mean, like, you know, it's cool, man. Everyone's really supportive and the crew, they were great. And, you know, it's something, you know, if I had to do it all again, knowing where I'd end up, I'd do it.
Would you still wear the Viking costume?
Yeah. Well, I think they know who I am now, so I probably wouldn't really need to, but I definitely keep the Viking spirit.
Right, right. And do you think that maybe hurt your chances to continue on? Was it maybe a little bit too gimmicky?
Well, no, you know, I don't think it was because, you know, I only wore the outfit in the beginning. You know, as you probably noticed, as time went on, my outfits got more and more reserved and modern. I mean, by the end of it, I was wearing blue jeans and a black button-up, you know. Not really something they wore in the Viking age.
No, not very common on the Viking ships.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So tell us a little bit about your musical background.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been playing music since I was a kid. You know, I'm at my core, I'm a total metalhead. You know, I've been playing metal all my life. But, you know, as I got older and started doing musical theater, I started branching off and doing other genres and, you know, doing all the crooner stuff, you know, like Frank Sinatra, Bublé and all that. And eventually the last few years I've been experimenting with, like, pop. And, you know, I kind of like to do everything. But at my core, I'm a metalhead.
Right, right. Have you performed with the metal bands here in Sonoma County?
Yeah, I was in a band for years called Nuclear Tempest. They were my first band, and now I'm playing bass and you know, clean singing for this band called A Hero to Fall, and we got some new music coming out soon.
That's pretty exciting. Is there a big metal scene in Sonoma County?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's been kind of dead since COVID and everything, but there's a total, you know, metal and punk scene here, and once everything's fully open again, we're definitely going to, you know, be coming out with a bang.
That'll be exciting. I have friends who used to work at the Fox, which was one of the stations here that we owned, and a lot of people miss that sort of feeling of that rock and metal music that is so much fun to go to, especially for live concerts.
I remember when that shut down. You know, I was one of the like, I guess, you know, 50, 60 people that showed up to protest.
Oh, really? Okay.
I was upset by it, but you know, it was out of our hands, and you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. But it's still a very fun and vibrant genre. But it's not something that you would just sort of pigeonhole yourself to. Obviously, the sample that we heard there with you've got a lovely voice.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's definitely, I love doing standards like that. Like, I actually really, really enjoy doing that music. you know, who knows? Maybe I'll have two separate projects. One will be stuff like that. The other one will be just like a death metal project.
I love it. You know? or mix them up on the same album. I think that would be hilarious.
Exactly. Hey, they're doing that nowadays, you know? Absolutely.
Right. So fun. So do you think that you would try again to get onto Idol?
You know, I don't think I would, but not because I'm bitter about anything. I just feel like, you know, I'm 27, so I would only have another year to do it. And I don't know for sure if I would change much as an artist. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I had so much fun doing it. You know, it was a blast, and I don't regret my, you know, anything I did at all. And I'm just happy and honored to gotten as far as I did. But, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll try out for another show or, you know, maybe just keep focusing on my independent music.
Yeah. But that exposure, though, that's got to help you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, my following on Instagram has, like, you know, basically, you know, quadrupled over the last month and a half. And you know, I mean, I've gotten nothing but love and support on the internet and from my peers and my family. And you know, it's just been a great ride. This whole thing has been awesome.
Well, it's very exciting, and we're glad for your success. Sorry you didn't get much further. But as soon as, you know, we're able to have concerts and stuff, let us know where you're playing, and we'll come and see you.
Oh, absolutely. You totally got it.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
Of course, you got it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is Anthony Guzman. He was an American Idol contestant, and you might have recognized him in his Viking garb.